Blog Talk Radio.
Just come to break down pressures, rule equality in. Wipe away transgression, set the captive.
Oh,
but more than weather. Yeah. Excellent. But more than weather.
Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, And tonight's class is very important. And I hope everyone will give us your input so that we can work towards a solution and stop just talking about it, but be about it. Tonight's class is What is the /yours Simple Solution? And it's with Brother Eddie, of course. But as always, we talk about things and we talk about them and we complain about the problems and everything that's going on. All right, so now it's time for us to stop talking and doing. We gotta be about it. Let me also make this announcement before Brother Eddie comes in. Dry Bones is having a show tomorrow night. The Elders Speak. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are also. And let me make this announcement also. Dry Bones was in an accident, but he is going to still do the show tomorrow, but he was in an accident, and hopefully he'll come on and, you know, tonight. I'm not sure if he is, but, you know, so we want to make sure that we show him some love and some support. Okay, and now, without any further ado, Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Brother
Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
On mute.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
I
you
can
hear
me?
You.
You're loud and clear.
Okay. Don't scare me like that. All right. Yes. And by the way, that's news to myself, too, as probably the rest of the family. So hopefully Dry Bones is okay. And whatever injury that he might have sustained, hopefully he pulls through it. So, but if he is still doing a class tomorrow with
Yeah, well, I talked to him earlier, and he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's all right to that point, and he'll let us know whatever specific details he wants us to know. But the biggest thing is he is okay, as you just reported.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You talked to him this morning. He's okay, so that's great.
Yeah.
Yes,
I talked to him this afternoon, so yes.
Okay. And family, even though it was not our fault, still forgive us for last week, even though it was Blog Talk who did everything where we had all of the technical difficulties that we were having, and we didn't have this class that we're having tonight. And I want us to really start getting into that, because even though for me, it's dealing with the numbers, and we could always break everything down by the number, but these show that it's also called is a class. Same number, different word. So these aren't shows. These are classes. So just like in class, you take notes. You took notes. You write things down, you know, because that's very important. And see, we didn't even find the importance of, you know, writing back in the day. And that now we're seeing the importance, because this is part of the magic that we will be discussing this evening. Because just like last year we heard, and if you think about it, you're not hearing that word as much this year as you did last year. That word was journey. You heard journey being thrown around here and there like nobody's business last year. A lot of us still use it, but it's not heard. It's not in the atmosphere, because we know our journeys by now. So we keep hearing the eight, the words that deal with eight that keeps coming up. And most profound, it's magic. Being 17, 1 + 7 is 8. This is the 8 years. So this is the magic that now we could discuss, have a discussion, so that we could see when we use the phrase, everybody has a piece of the puzzle. Think of your piece of the magic is what you share, part of the simple solution. As Sister Antoinette said, you know, call in and share, because that's what it's all about. That's part of the magic that brings us back together. America's motto is united, we stand, divided, we fall. They've been dividing us ever since what we read through their history of slavery that was put upon us, that separated and divided the family. Then they put it on the ethnic groups called color and race to keep us divided. Color 14 to 5, race 14 to 5, divided 32 to 5. I got 5 on it. We all do. But at the end of the day, these are the things that we take little notes on. We write it down. You write down that 14 color and 14 race and 32 being divided, because this is the strength that they carry to keep us divided amongst ourselves, because the magic is us coming together. Remember, magic is 17, which is an 8. Together is 44, which is an 8. This is what we've been talking about, how to fix us. Fix. It's 14. It's 12. 14 plus 12 is 26. That's an 8. Together, we fix us with the magic that each and every one of us possess. And the magic is no more than speaking the truth. Speaking the truth, which comes up to 8. Speaking is 31. Truth is 31. 31 and 31. 52. Which is an 8. And if you think by chance that says speaking the truth, when you just throw the in it, it's just 18. 18 plus 62 is 80. We still with 8. Doesn't change. We just have to know the number with the little words that they add. This is our magic, family. This is the magic that we have. But I'll be dismissed because I got the running off at the mouth and the jibs. And I didn't start off with Ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to the elders that we'll be hearing tomorrow. And peace, honor, and much love to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us as we share with you. It is always greatly appreciated, that energy and love that constantly comes back. What goes around comes around. It comes back. So with that, again, let me digress, and Sister Antoinette, you can start in with any current event that you might have or had last week and have this week, or anything you want to talk about. We can get that, you know, on the table quick.
I'm sorry, unfortunately, you know, I don't have my laptop.
Okay.
So anything that I had, you know, is in there. The only thing I can say just off the top of my head is all of this murders and people going off, and I'm thinking that it's probably because they took the jab. You know, is that something that is causing all of this? And you know, again, what is it that we can do instead of just talking about it? What can we do? You know, how
well,
do we address this problem?
The most that we can do is talk about it in a way that we are obtaining information from one another, not, as you say, not just talking about it and not getting anything from it so that we can act upon the information that we receive. The first thing first, though, is even to look at this craziness that everybody sees and everybody has been seeing and witnessing, the chaos, order out of chaos. Well, the order is what we're getting back to, and we'll get into that as we proceed. But with this, what we could do and should do is, as we talk about it, like I say, come up with innovative ideas. And these are the things that we don't hold on to because we're too busy spreading the nonsense, the gossip, the hearsay and rumors. These are the things that we have to stop because, again, when we're talking about the simple solution, it's found in speaking the truth. So even when we hear things, we can change those things if we take the time out to do a little bit of investigating, a little research on what's being said instead of perpetuating what we're hearing and what we're hearing that is on the negative. We can always transform any negative into a positive. But when we are concentrating on that, and where I was going to is that when we look at these things and how they're occurring, when they're occurring, the time deals with numbers. So, again, what's getting ready to happen? We have a lunar eclipse that's coming up. If I'm not mistaken, it's on the 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought
a week
it was
later.
Fourth, but I could be wrong. Okay.
Okay, hold on. I said, listen to the words. The lunar, which is dealing with the moon, lunar eclipse on April 1st. And the solar, total solar eclipse is on April 8th. It's a week later. Where we have the total eclipse over America that's coming as everybody's talking about. But we have a smaller one in the lunar eclipse on that Monday, which too many people aren't aware of. But that, again, is getting into the things that we should be gravitating towards and thinking about, researching, observing, investigating. See, we talked earlier, and what did you mention about the spring equinox earlier? Do you remember?
That the Vatican, is that what you're talking about?
No, I was talking about the spring equinox, but remember about the Vatican anyway. We'll touch on that a little later, but no, the spring equinox with this being the first actual day of spring, not this, but yesterday actually.
Yes,
by their words and where they align these dates. But for me, it's once we get back to nature and the cosmic universe of information that's in the air, we will be able to determine. And even if we can't get in sync with nature on that level, which a lot of us have not yet. And I'll even say I haven't totally tuned in the way I should be, so I can't dismiss myself. So don't get it twisted like I'm talking about. So I'm talking to all of us, including myself. But they tell us these things, and this is part of our magic. When we start to repeat and regurgitate these things that we have accepted, what has been told to us, that's the magic, because that's the energy behind the intentions that we put in our thoughts that becomes our belief. So when they tell us that the 19th was the spring equinox, and a lot of us have been studying that the equinox falls on the 21st of every 3 months as it goes, in March, in June, in September, in December, is when the equinox and the solstice fall. Okay, I don't want to get us confused on that. I'm just keeping it simple. That's what we're talking about, simple solutions. If anybody pays attention or even goes back and looks up the sunrise and sunset like it's on our phones, and we look at the equal day and the equal night, if we look at that, and I'm giving the reference because I did it, pulled it up, even took pictures of it.
Yeah.
The actual spring solstice was on the 16th, which was Saturday, family. Family, when I checked every region, I ain't going to say every region, that'll be a lie. I checked regions that I've been to and regions that I know that are different in time zones. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, you know, Central, all of these time zones. And every time zone, you know, every time zone on Saturday, it was only a 1 minute difference of the sunlight or day and night. 1 minute difference, which means on one end you had 12 hours and 1 minute worth of night. On the other end you had 11 hours and 59 minutes worth of day. That was the closest to 12 hours being even. Now today, if you look it up in your region, in my region, it's actually 8 minutes apart now, because the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter until we come to the summer solstice. And the solstice means one part is longer than the other, or you have the longest day and the shortest night. In the summer solstice, winter solstice, you have the longest night and shortest day. Spring and fall equinox, you have even time both ways around. So this is how, and understanding when we constantly talk about the Gregorian calendar and all these different calendars that we had, all of it threw everything off. Every Friday the 13th of each month was on Friday the 13th. Every 21st of each month, even the equinox fell on a Saturday. This shows us how much all of this is thrown off. And if we took that time, which I ain't gonna lie, I've taken a little time, it takes a lot to find those particular calendars that I'm referring to, like the Mayan calendar or the Black Olmec calendar, the long count calendar, which gave us 13 months and 28 days, is which 28 being February is referred to as Black History Month, because each original month, our months were only 28 days. We get it twisted with the shortest month, not knowing the history behind what's right in front of us. That because we see the shortest days, we get it twisted. This is what they changed and made it 12 instead of 13 months. But that's on another story for another time, family. But yes, all of these things, we can start with our internal clock. It's called a biological clock, not dealing with pregnancy or having a baby before you're too old. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Biological 31 deals with time or deals with the clock. Clock is 13, 31, 13. Your spiritual clock with nature is reawakening, as we're talking about the awakening that we're all going through. We're all going through a particular awakening to a particular frequency and sound, which can be translated into an image. This is why we all collectively are in that frequency, that sound, that image of the Creator. And we all look differently. But the image ain't got nothing to do with the way you look. It's dealing with frequency and sound. See, this is why we can all be in the image, because of a frequency. And if you ain't on the frequency, you ain't in the image. Simple. Ain't got nothing to do with your color, your skin, your this, your that. It starts from above. That heaven in your own brain, as above, so below. That heaven is right here in our brain with us, so below. So, again, those are dealing with the eight, the simple things, the simple solutions. It's nothing big and grandeur. We've heard for years now, a magician never reveals his secret. Today, he is a her secret. But when we understand that the secret is the truth, and this is what's being hidden from the people, the secret that is hidden is no more than the truth. When we find out the truth, there is no secret. This is why part of the simple solution is speaking the truth. This is what is always evaded. This is why anytime we talk about politicians, especially, we ain't got to religion yet, but just with politicians, how much they lie, they spin, they bend the truth. A white lie here and a white lie there. Always and pretentious for your vote. Why is it that it's only during the election year that we're bombarded by these asinine commercials? Whew, dumbest commercials I've seen thus far this year is Joe Biden. And him starting off the commercial with Donald Trump is for revenge. Why would your campaign even be talking about that, which brings the curiosity up, what revenge does he have against you that you already know that he's vengeful for? But that, to me, again, shows not only the character but the spirit. Because that's what this eight is about. It's called a spiritual war, or a spiritual fight. Excuse me, for war. Spiritual fight right now. Using spiritual warfare. And it shows not only the character, but the spirit of where this individual is and where he knows his opponent is, as far as revenge. It's no wonder when we always ask ourselves, why are we hated so much by a lot of white people, or the policies that we see every day that hasn't changed, that we're still fighting for, not voting for, but fighting for. All of these things that will not change is because, again, we're distracted. We're constantly distracted by this story, that story. We take, and it's just like what I'm saying tonight in class, you take whatever it is that you're hearing over these airwaves right now that resonate with you and apply it to that which it enhances that you already have, that helps you with your magic, with your story, with the peace that you already have, something that I say fits that peace that you have so that you're able to maneuver better than you were able to maneuver before. So just by being open and honest with ourselves, because again, I'm kind of jumping around, so forgive me, family, because I have so much in my head, not on paper, because I'm not even looking at my notes. As I mentioned, and you mentioned earlier about the story of everybody going crazy, let me just make it plain. Yes. And I don't know if you mentioned or not, a lot of this craziness is due to the jab, because this jab that we've been talking about, the mRNAs contain nanotechnology. For those who are not up on it, let's just say heavy metal. We used to think of heavy metal with somebody getting shot. Oh, you know, had a piece of heavy metal. No, the heavy metal now is the shot from that jab. And they've just introduced a new one late last year.
But, yeah, the 3-in-1.
Right, right. So the main thing, and beautiful, 3-in-1. Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
So thinking and looking at all of these people and the chaos that we're constantly seeing is dealing, again, with these celestial events that occur constantly. New moon, full moon, wax moon, half moon. During the months. And then we have eclipse here and there. Now we're having a total eclipse, and this one, as they say, everybody's gung-ho about, because again, it's doing something that will never be done again or experienced in our lifetime. This won't happen again in our lifetime, where you will have two solar eclipses that crosses America. But not only that, 7 years apart, the seven-year tribulation, biblically, 7 years apart, which will make an X. We've always been taught that X marks the spot, y'all.
Yes, and also, remember, X is the unknown. Unknown.
In mathematics,
known algebra, X is unknown.
Unknown, right. That's correct. Remember, that's why one of the generations is called Generation X, family.
Right.
It's the unknown variable generation that they won't be able to control, because it's unknown even to them. Dave named, you didn't name yourself. Shit, I didn't name myself Baby Boomer. Shit, they know what they name it. Don't take these things lightly.
Yeah.
And again, understanding the dual meaning of X. X dealing with us with this numerology of Gematria, X equals 3.
Mm-hmm.
It, dealing with the Roman numeral, what does X represent in Roman numeral?
10, isn't it? 1.
10.
Yeah, so it goes
10
to 1.
10 plus 3 equals what? 10 plus 3 equals 13, what?
13, 4.
Come on.
10
that's
plus
God
3.
All day. That's 13,
yeah.
Family. Truth is 31. 13 is God. X
yeah.
is marking that spot of a spiritual awakening that's getting ready to happen. Ash Wednesday, you know they put that cross, which is 22. 13
mm-hmm.
is God. Cross is 22. They put a cross on your forehead.
Yeah.
That cross for us is spiritual, which is the awakening of that all-seeing third eye. This is what right after that, another natural by nature occurrence will occur in the exact same spot that that cross happens, which is the cicadas. That happens, it comes around every 13 to 17 years, the cicadas. Not the locust. The locust was a sign of the plague. The cicadas, right. The cicadas come, and when they come, they make a gut-wrenching noise that basically equals the sound of a chainsaw. I don't have those notes in front of me, but yes.
Excuse me. I think maybe for everyone that's here that doesn't know and anyone that may be listening in the future, if you can explain that bug. Remember, you had there to me.
Explain
so
what?
So for anyone else that doesn't know, I mean, for anyone else that doesn't know what kind of bug this is, that they never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know most people know what a cicada is. If you don't know, look it up and listen to the sound that it makes. But cicada, C-I-C-A-D-A-S, cicadas. And by the way, family, cicadas come to 23 for us to 5. We know we always on the 5. So the cicadas, this particular insect, which is, if you don't know or you forget how to spell it, just put in Google the loudest insect in the world, baby. 23, the cicadas. The cicadas, because loud. It's 14. Mm, ain't that something?
Mm. Wow.
See. So, and loudest, I'm sorry, it's 32. See, so it's still the 5.
Yeah.
And that's the cicada, 23, the 5.
Wow.
And that is letting us know that the cicadas come in and that noise that they're making, they have a double abdomen on the sides or the tops of that abdomen is what's called a timbal, and this vibrates and this makes that sound, and that sound is for mating. Like we know, most animals make sounds and different calls for mating,
mm-hmm.
and that's their mating call to attract a female.
Yeah.
But that noise or that singing, because it's from a special membrane attached to their abdomen. Our abdomen, when you're taught to sing properly, it comes from your diaphragm, the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a song that they're singing, not just a mating call, but this is a song of rejoice and liberation and freedom. Because these insects have been underground for 13 to 17 years.
Oh,
that's
wow.
where the majority of their life is underground. When they come up and they start singing to mate, well, guess what? After they mate, they die. So they don't last that long out here, but underground, baby. Deep, deep underground, feeding on the roots of the trees. See? So their liberation is a sign for us. Who's us? Who can be termed us? Everybody can be termed us. Well, everybody can be termed colored in white. Well, colored is 23. Cicadas is 23. Are we getting a picture? Let's see how they changed that name again from colored, because color is 14. I just added ED and it became colored 23. It's still the 5. But those colored people were also referred to as Indians, y'all. Indians is 23. Ain't that something? Y'all better wake up and find out y'all the same damn people they got us fighting about. Oh, and they want to throw a mixture of red in there with the Indians. Don't let me forget my red brothers, because red is 14. It's the 5. See, they didn't stand, but nature will let us know who we are to nature. Or better yet, nature will reveal to you who you are to yourself. Because that's the key, to know thyself.
Yeah.
And know thyself is 8. That's an 8. Know thyself is 44. 4 plus 4 is 8. We on the 8. On the magic. That starts with you knowing yourself. See, because the simple solution starts way before the end of the year that we take upon and we use Christmas gifts. We're not giving the right gift in the first place. See, Christmas 40, gifts 31, 40 plus 31 is 71, 7 plus 1 is 8. That's your magic. And the Christmas gifts that we're giving isn't speaking the truth. That's what the gift is about. We're not sharing the truth. We buying presents, and you can't buy what you are. You are the present to be shared with the others. The truth of the present that you share, others don't. This is why your gift is special. You're special. But when we get caught up in it, we get caught in it because we don't recognize that we're in it, but we're not of it. What is it that I'm into that I am in, but I'm not of? I'm in a system that I don't have nothing, none of us have nothing to do with. We didn't invent it. We didn't make it. We didn't create this system that we're in, but we're in it. We're not of it. What are you of? I'm of nature. I'm of the cosmic universe. It's a family of us that are here and a family of us that are already out there. That because of all of the nonsense, all of the distractions that are in our heads, we can't remember. Just like giving you the time of the equinox. What made me go there and think of these things? It's all of these things we're remembering slowly but surely. All of us has something to remember. You've been here before. And when I say you, it's the side or the part of you that never, ever, ever, ever dies. That Trinity that you spoke about earlier, Sister Antoinette, that three into one, three jabs
yes.
or three shots into one. See, they messing
yes.
with you again. You're already three into one. Well, how am I three into one? You are, have a spiritual side, physical side, and a mental side. Mind, body, and soul. Three into you. One of you.
Yes.
And now they want to disturb that. And
yes.
I keep skipping that little part with the heavy metal. I'm glad we keep going to it. It comes back. The heavy metal that people have been shot with, that three and one and all of these jabs that people have taken, has a percentage of metal in it. We even talked about it, a lot of people last year, where they were getting magnets, and they even showed it on YouTube and certain TikToks, if I'm not mistaken, of people
oh, yes,
putting magnets
I remember
on
that.
People's arms where the magnet would stick now.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it didn't stick, but where they got the shot, the magnet sticks. Well, that's the heavy metals that they have. Well, guess what, family? A lot of people are getting sick. And when I say they're getting sick, it's not just the physical sickness from the vaccine. They are having mental illness. And if we use that term, mental illness, and for those of us who are baby boomers, and those of us that might be right under the baby boomers can remember when homosexuality was dubbed as a mental illness back in the 60s and 70s. It was a mental illness. When did it become okay? When did it become fashionable? But again, mental illness comes to 44, which again is an 8. See? So that is what we are dealing with. Your mental illness, aka your mental health. Mental health is 44. Mental illness is 44. This is what is being used on American citizens, the 8 this year, the magic. Your mental health or your mental illness is being driven a lot by what's called fear. Fear is 17, which is 8. And it is drove by the media, the doctors, the lawyer, it's the fear becomes psychological. Psychological is 44, which is 8. That's the fear. That's why they don't call it a fear war. They call it a psychological war. That's what we're going through. That's the opposition that we are all against. Because while a lot of us are still wrapped into the racism part that constantly keeps us at odds, fighting against something that we together can battle that's bigger than the both of us or bigger than the groups itself. That's dealing with the division called color and race. Again, all of these things that we think about and that we do create a barrier. This is why we don't understand, a lot of us, that we truly think it, say it, and do it. The power is truly in the tongue. Just by believing in something makes it exist. Then to speak it in existence, it began to manifest. So when we repeat things again, we had to think about it before we spoke it. So once we hear it and it resonates with us for whatever reason, and now we've thought about it and we speak it, that's the magic power that it has on what we are starting to manifest behind the power of the belief that we have given the particular words or whatever it is that we start to repeat. We start to regurgitate. This is why coronavirus has always been around, but we didn't know it until they put it in our face. So they picked a word that's been here for decades because it's been on the back of the Lysol can for decades. And just a side note, Lysol is 14, which is 5. 14. And coronavirus is 41, which is 5. They didn't do nothing but replace a word with another word, but it had the same number. Replacing the coronavirus with the flu. Flu is 14. Lysol is 14. Coronavirus is 41. We was never taught anything like this, to use the number behind everything that they put out there and put a label on, put a title to, a name to. But every title, every name, every label has a word, which means it has a number. If you can picture it in your mind, well, a picture has a number. Your mind, your brain has a screen. And that screen plays back the picture that you have put there or you have watched and been placed there by what you're looking at, what you're viewing. But again, once they put something out there and we start to repeat it, we give it life. We speak it into existence. It didn't exist. Even if they said it, it doesn't exist until we accept it, until we start doing it, until we start believing it, until we start saying these things over and over again. I've been watching a lot of old comedies, and, you know, because I missed a lot of stuff because I'm looking at cartoons all the time, dealing with what they're showing our children. But I'm looking at comedies that were done in 2002 and 2012, and, you know, it was right after some of the catastrophes, especially 9/11. But it's amazing. Some of them were done right during 2020 and 2021, which was during the height of the pandemic. By the way, family, pandemic is 23, which is 5. Vaccines, 23, which is 5. I can go on and on with this death that they put in front of us in the form of a vaccine, because death is 23, which is 5. So, again, we got to understand this game that's being ran on us. Game is 14, which is 5. It's this 5 game. That's why they name themselves the Freemasons. Not Masons, but the Freemasons. Freemason is 32, which is 5. See? So we know, and most Masons have positioned themselves in court. Court is 23 to 5, and they position themselves with judges. Judges is 32 to 5. Hey, this stuff is See? And the main portion of the Freemason, the judges in court, they're all ran by the mob. The mafia is called. Well, mob comes to 5 itself. Mafia is 14, which is 5. They're all damn criminals. Criminal is 23. They got criminals in the courthouse dealing with the criminals that they want to put in or let go. This is all, this, it's a big game, family. This is, if, and y'all, our children, the youth, the new school, will get this. This, I've dreamed about this being used in generations to come. So I'm not worried about it because the part that I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm doing, and that's what I love. But once the children truly get abreast to what all of the things that they've done, even through history, and this is why we have to stop. As you said, we can't just keep talking the talk and we ain't walking it. We got to do it with our own children, our own grandchildren, because we can't keep relying on the public school system. They have another agenda for our children that they call kids. Ain't that something? They want to refer to your children as kids. But we have to take that banner, and we have to start teaching our children, because we truly cannot expect the social media to teach our children social skills. And our children don't have any social skills. The skills that they do have is on social media, but it's still not a skill that is learned how to conduct themselves, how to act, how not to act, to be themselves around people, human contact, because, again, these computers have done that particular job of the five.
We have the parents that don't know how to act.
Well, that's part of it, too. But, again, that's not all on the parent. I mean, it is on the parents for a certain degree. But, again, we turn a dull eye or a blind eye when we see parents who aren't doing the job that they're supposed to, because most of us don't know how to come up to that person and engage in a conversation without it becoming an argument, because we don't even practice enough on the things that we see that parents aren't doing. When we, it's apparent that a parent don't know how to be a parent, and we know how to be a parent, even if it's just a little bit better. We don't know how to share that experience with another parent without having that parent go off a trip. And we don't even practice that. We don't even take the time to go over that in our minds, because if it's bothering you or me to where I notice a child ain't being reared the way he, that's part of my job, is being part of the village that's been taken away from us that we don't remember anymore. It takes a village to raise a child. They ain't say it takes a parent to raise a child. We part of the damn village, and we don't even want to do that. We want to point at the parents who don't know. They didn't learn. Or if they didn't learn, they didn't learn how to apply. So something went wrong. But if I recognize that and notice that, that means that's my duty to step in and at least attempt to see where they are. And after I see where they are, if it takes me to where I got to go down to their level to help them elevate in order to help that child, how much do we want to put into helping that child? Do we just want to keep shaking our heads and say, ain't that a trip? I feel sorry for that. Well, stop feeling sorry. If it's up to us to fix us, this is part of it. Ain't going to be easy, family. See, that's the key. We keep saying, what we going to do? We got things we can do right here, right now, with people we see in our own neighborhoods, before we start talking about a community. And a community, to me, is conscious unity. That's what a community is to me, to get the consciousness of neighbors in all of the neighborhoods to become a conscious unity, unified consciously. See, that's part of my journey. It ain't everybody's journey, so I'm not looking for everybody to do it. But just like I'm one individual on one side of town, on one side of the country, on whatever, you got others in other places doing the exact same thing. I'm doing it a different way. It's just their way of doing it. They might not be numerologists. They might be astrologists.
Yeah.
They might be researchers. They might be lawyers. And they got out of law because they saw how law is so corrupt towards certain individuals and groups that they couldn't continue because of that conscious unity being connected to the whole and not just a fragment or a part or a piece, as to say, I get mine, you get yours. See, that's the biggest problem. We ain't just like now I can get on the churches, because the churches to me ain't doing, excuse my French, y'all, ain't doing shit they supposed to be doing, none of them. Because I don't hear no churches, whether it's in somebody's storefront church or whatever it is. I don't hear nothing about them opening their doors for afternoon programs for the youth in their community, whatever community they're in, opening the doors for their community, having real school, homeschool lessons in the basement of the church or in certain facilities in the church that are adequate for the number of children that they have come in. The children are coming in, and they ain't just there to play their video games in a sanctuary. We got enough sanctuary cities right now dealing with these immigrants coming in everywhere. And, you know, I wasn't getting mad at that, but now more and more I think about it, I get so upset. Even there, we as Americans haven't learned how to come together, because you don't even have a leader, be it white, black, a Hispanic, Asian, what have you, out there talking about why are we, regardless of you being Hispanic or an Asian, who are now legal because you was born here, you have papers here, you're an American citizen like most people born in America, and all you leaders, regardless of what nationality you are, especially the churches, ain't up at arms about our government, starting off in the cities you might be in, speaking of the city of Chicago, that are giving taxpayers dollars. And right now, we're getting ready to come up on tax deadline, April 15th, your last day for taxes. And by the way, taxes is 22, which is a 4, y'all, which means they're going to get paid.
Brother, we have a caller. Excuse me.
Okay, let's bring the caller in.
Okay. Sister Paris.
Yes, ma'am. Greetings, family.
Greetings, Sister Anthony. Paris.
How you feeling?
Doing?
I'm grateful
I'm
to be
right.
on this
I'm
planet.
Aching. I'm
okay.
very aching.
Okay, I'm thinking, I give thanks that you're being honest about it. And Sister Antoinette, some of this
yes,
may not be your energy. It's other people's energies that you're picking up, because it is so crazy. There are people having issues. They're like, what the hell is this? But anyway, when you mentioned the churches, Brother Eddie, some of these churches are rolling into trafficking and rolling into other stuff and prostitution and all of that. I was shocked when I got a post from the Rock Church over there in Chesapeake, in Virginia, from Rocky Mount, North Carolina to Virginia, the Rock Church, one of the biggest churches. They're up on issues concerning that solicitation and all of that. Then another church down in Gastonia, North Carolina, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I mean, reading. And do you think that maybe they're not participating in helping people is because of other things with that 501(c)(3) crap that they're involved in? It's rampant. It is so rampant out here. It is not even funny, family. And I'm not backing down.
You're right about that. Mr. Perry.
I'm serious. No matter what it takes. But I'm going to tell you, I went to criminal court yesterday. It's about Miracle Valley, Arizona, where they had the shootout. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff going on. And the judge did not even eyeball me yesterday. They continued it. So I want you to know, family, the Creator is looking out for somebody to help me pay that $3,000 for that raggedy-ass fence that I accidentally pulled up. And so I need to let you know that I'm not concerned about it. I just want to get my stuff in order just in case something happens and everything will be settled. My children will know what to do or not, because I'm not backing down. It is so sad. I'm going to the mayor of this city. He's the first black mayor ever elected, and it took them 100 million times to recount the votes to see if it was a fact. And he's in the military. He's a vet. I'll send you that. Maybe you can get him on the show. But what I really wanted to ask Brother Eddie, do you think it's because the church is, a lot of them are involved in illegal activities, is the reason they don't go there? That thought just came to me, because it's out here rampant, including the military and the churches and DSS. They're all sleeping together to move the people however they want to move the people. And my daughter got caught up in that, and we don't have a relationship. They snatched her from me when I was 10. I mean, when she was 10. And she's 54. I had her when I was 16. And I'm 72 now. I can't compute. But anyway, we don't have a relationship because of all of that. And so I'm just wondering, could that be an issue with the churches because they're doing something under the ground that's not supposed to be done? So they don't help. I don't know. It just came to me to ask you.
Yes. Yes, yes. And the reason I say that is because even with those who go to school to be ordained priests and ministers have signed a document like your doctors that's on a board and your lawyers that have to pass a board before they become one of the good old boys, if you will. See, when you sign that document, that paper, you are now bound by the guidelines that particular document states that has. And basically, you have to go within the book of what they have designed for you to practice law, to practice medicine, or to practice religion. So whatever you're speaking, and this is why all of these professions that either going through theology school, law school, or medical school, you have to speak or learn what's called Latin, the magic language that, again, that they have made a pledge to within all of their fraternities, because all of these particular doctrines or degrees that they now possess is because they went to somebody's college institution to be institutionalized to teach within the boundaries of what and how they want this to be taught. This is why you only get people who have stepped outside of theology and are now coming from a spiritual aspect, not a religious name or title of a religion. It's spiritual that claims no religion. Spirituality is dealing with truth. As you would say, Reverend Allen was preaching dealing with the truth. It was no longer through the schools of theology that he was ordained as a preacher to preach. Now, preaching on truth, a lot of that is thrown out the window because it's not the truth. It's parts and variations. So again, yes, as you mentioned, 501, C3, all of, they're all connected to that. Because once you start talking to your lawyers and doctors, they all have other businesses other than working in that law firm. They have their own business. And as, other than working in that hospital, they got their own office in some other suite somewhere else downtown or whatever, depending on the money they're making and the clients that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they're no more than high-class pimps that are pimping the people as far as their health, the law, and their spirituality that has been dubbed religion or confusion, I prefer to call it, because those who are wrapped up in it are so confused.
Yes.
You know, and things that we might mention to them, it comes straight from a conspiracy or this because they've never heard of it. They've been blocked from so much information that we talk about, that we are aware of, to let you know just how much. You know, when you mention someone's name that's recognizable, for instance, Abraham Lincoln, and a lot of people get swept away thinking he did this and that for black people because he freed the black people with the Emancipation Proclamation, and not knowing any history behind Lincoln to know why he did what he did, what he did, when he did. You know,
thank
knowing
you.
Again. Yeah, thank us, Sister Parrish. Thank you. I hope I did put a little clarity on the churches and to understand why the churches ain't doing nothing, because you don't just blame it on the churches, because the churches are the people. And the people are going,
yes,
to these buildings that they call the churches, and the people ain't doing shit. The people, the congregation,
yes,
of the church ain't doing a damn thing. They're the,
yes,
ones with the majority of the children, the congregation, and the congregation ain't forcing the church, the pastor, to open the doors and to do what he's supposed to do. It's like the church that's no more than extension of the people, extension of the universe itself. People don't close. The universe don't close. The air you breathe don't close. Why in the hell did the church doors close for 2+ years during the coronavirus, COVID-19? The church is,
yeah,
closed. But the church is the air you breathe. It's the universe itself. It's what you see in the sky. It's the people that come together in the spirit of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Don't close. Why did that building close? Because they're under,
mm-hmm,
the scrutiny of the system. Like I said, we're in it, but we're not of it. But it's a lot of those of us who are in it, and they're not of it. But see, we're not in this garbage that they're constantly pushing. And as long as you do what you're doing and you feeling that first gut that tells you that the Creator is riding with you no matter what happens, no matter how it goes, you don't know how it's going to come and how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
See, and a lot,
yes,
of that,
sir,
that they're pitching for as far as messing with you with something as insignificant as that. It's talking about, you're talking about a total damn fence, like you tore the whole fence down from the east to the west side or north to south. You tore down the damn fence. It was a section of the fence that you went through, and that was it. Like, that can't be replaced. But they want you to pay $3,000 for, see, again, this money that they're messing with just the average people is because they have spent so much, and not spent, oh, let me rephrase that, they've spent and pocketed so much money using this immigrant, these sanctuary cities, these places where they're putting the taxpayer and the American people's dollars to, that we'll never get back.
That's right.
We will never get that back. But the people who have been here for years, who are homeless, who are sick, without Medicare, medication, or anything, get nothing. But you're giving all this money away to these illegal people who are here and saying
That's
how
right.
much you love your people. You fighting for the American people. And you let
That's
this
right.
nonsense go on, Mr. Biden, because you ain't nobody's president. You ain't mine. I can't speak for everybody else. But Mr. Biden, you allowing all these damn people to come in. Now you're finding out that people from Venezuela and all these other third world, they're emptying their prisons and allowing these people to come over here, these prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a repeat of history, y'all? When we learned about Christopher Colon, a.k.a. Christopher Columbus, that he basically had his ship filled with all of the prisoners of Spain, the derelicts and cutthroats and killers and murderers from Spain that they put on these three ships that he had. Yeah.
Yes, and England. They did it from England, too.
Yeah. See?
Remember
so all
over
these,
all of them?
All
Go
of
ahead,
their
I'm
murderers and the they got rid of all of these hoodlums in jails. And you know America can't do that because this is America's, that's one of her basic incomes, the prison industrial complex is where America has been making most of her money for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because combined with all of the different countries together, America has more prisoners than all of the rest of these countries combined. Ain't that special?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing that, Brother Eddie. Thank you. Thank us.
Yes. Thank us, Sister Paris.
All right. I'm going to mute. And thank you, Sister Antoinette. I appreciate you, child. Thank us.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I mean, see,
okay,
you know, again, we're hearing the problems, but what are we going to do for solutions? Yeah, I mean, look, if we look back to the Black Panthers, remember they fed the children in the morning, you know, so that they would have breakfast, so that they weren't dependent on the government. You know, you had brothers, and I want to say sisters too, but, you know, mainly we've seen brothers that protect the neighborhoods, that, you know, stood out. You know, who's going to walk these children to the bus stop? You know, if the parents can't do it or the parents aren't there, is there a parent at the bus stop? You know, someone,
mm-hmm.
let me not say a parent, but is there someone at the bus stop that's watching over these children at the bus stop? I mean, you know, we're seeing children being shot and killed at the bus stop.
Oh, my God.
So,
Sister Antoinette, yes. I was going to mute, but holy moly, yes. It you know, just... The little boy that was shot, my great grandson, is his name, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, what is wrong with these people? The parents chopping their children up, y'all, and putting them in a doggone suitcase or some container, and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? What? Creator, show me what the hell is going on. And Brother Harris, I don't think it's just all a shot. I think it's in food, food tastes like plastic and rubber. And I just had to have my caregiver to take in a goddamn $11 sandwich back, and the woman didn't want to do it. I said, baby, if you don't get her to give me my money back, I'm going to roll down there in my wheelchair and I'm gonna go off, and I mean it. You know, it's just I don't know. It was like rubber. Who in the hell gonna pay $11 to eat rubber? Come on.
Because it's not real food anymore. That's the reason why we have to grow our own. We have to do it ourselves. I mean, and you know, my whole thing is, okay, we see that the food is bad. All right, can we take the seeds? You know, can y'all take the seeds and we share the seeds? You know, we got to mail them back and forth, you know, to each other. You know, how can we have a global community where we're sharing, you know, where we're doing for each other?
Well,
everyone that's here, if y'all press 1, you know, we're welcome to open up your lines, because you're a part of the solution as well. And Brother Eddie and I, we're looking for everyone's input, not just ours.
Well, Sister Antoinette, a friend of mine who has It's My House, Brother L.A. Davis, he called me a couple of days ago and said, Mama Bonfire, I'm calling you because you do things that people need to know about. And I need people with boots on the ground. And I couldn't believe he had reached out to me, because I was in training. I says, you know what, Brother L.A., I'm trying to figure out how to master what I do with earthing from my wheelchair. And I mean that. That's what I'm going to bring up to the mayor, because my elder friend who's going on 75, the church put her, arrested her, well, called the sheriff to have her removed. She was homeless for 3 months. And they had her removed from the premises. I'm going to reach out to her to see if she wants to attend this meeting. Because in the churches, see, right now I'm emptying my containers with the coffee, the little coffee with the little containers that you make. I'm taking the coffee grounds out, and I'm going to see if I can stick a seed in it and grow it in the little containers. The children can do that. And the brother that I mentioned, L.A. Davis, he says, Mama, we have got to teach these children how to build their own tiny house, that kind of thing. Get away from the contraption, meaning the computer. How should I present? I'm asking you, family, how should I present this to the mayor this coming Tuesday? What would be the most diplomatic way where I won't go off on the mayor and they throw me out, you know, in a good way? Bring this. No, I won't do that. I do my best not to. What would be the most appropriate way? I'm asking you for your advice, and I got my pen and my piece of paper.
For me, show them that this will save them money. See, anything that they can use to save them money, they're all for.
Right quick, before you get into a lot. You said exactly what you need and what you can do. I constantly tell us, write down what's on your mind, your heart, what you get from other people that you talk to that give you some good advice. Write these things down. Write it 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 damn times until you can compose a letter that's handwritten that means more than words, because your true intentions, and every time you write it down and you hear it, you become more detailed in what you want to say and how you present it. That way, you don't get your mouth in trouble. You give them a letter, but at the same time, make a copy of that damn letter. And if you need to, notarize it. So when you give it to him, he know that it's an official document now.
Yes.
See, and that'll keep you from saying something that you shouldn't say that's the wrong thing, because you've had time now to sit back, to think about it, and write it down.
Yes,
using your mother wit, using your instinct, and talking to others that you can confide in that will give you reliable information or a resource that you can go look up or call or find out, so that you can make this letter so legit and so profound that your total intentions that you want to put down now are heard. They're echoed on that paper. And because you wrote it, because he know that you handwritten and you gave it to him, he know that if you're smart or you talk to somebody, they done told you to make copies. So down the line, that if it doesn't come with the ideas that you're now suggesting to him to help you as well as others in your condition, because, again, you're helping him walk that mile in your shoes, or a.k.a. in your wheelchair.
Yes, sir.
So that's my main way of always doing it, to always have your ass covered, because that's what covers your ass. When you write it down and you got a document, you got something to cover your ass, because don't think they ain't covering theirs.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, Brother Harris. I do, Brother Eddie. I appreciate that. All right. I don't want to hog everything. Somebody else may want to reason, so I will mute and listen. Thank us.
Okay, Sister Parrish, I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. I'm going to contact someone on and see how that works out, if they can talk to you on someone that I know that has, you know, they had done the same thing a while ago, some years ago.
Oh, thank us. Oh, okay, I'd be grateful. All right then, sister, thank us. Thank us, family.
Thank you.
I'm going to be.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, anyone else? You know, as I said, we're here for you. Well, we're here for each other. So we want everyone's input, because we're looking for solutions. And everyone has a solution to something. Or you have something that you need to, you want to bring to the table so that we can see where we can go.
So,
okay,
again,
Brother Eddie.
Yes. So, again, hopefully, like I just reiterated to Mother AC, that I'm a particular on writing. And Antoinette and anybody that knows me will know that I'm always talking about writing, because I'm always writing. But that's just like, even with you, Sister Antoinette, to go back at the beginning of the show. And you apologize for not having your computer, because it's down right now, so you don't have access to go online. But that is not an excuse.
Well, I go
excuse,
online through
like
my phone. Yeah,
no, but
my
I'm
phone,
still
I
saying
can
you
still
can't
go online.
You can, but you can't do what you needed to do
normally
when you had your iPad or that. You know, by being on the phone and then trying to go online and then trying to read that with small print, you have problems at times reading it from your laptop, your iPad. And you got to get your glasses. So anyway, I said all of that to say this. No more excuses, no more lies, and that's even to ourselves when we constantly ask what we can do. Because the first thing you could have did is stop relying on the computer and write that shit down. When you online and it's in front of you and it's something that resonated with you, write it down then and there. You got it on a hard copy now. You ain't got to rely on the computer staying up, going down, crashing, blackouts, or whatever this nonsense is that they constantly got us prepared for, and we talking it into existence, again, using our power on ourselves, because how long have we been talking about blackouts? Them going through test runs with blackouts. For a long time. It's going to come to pass because we're talking it into existence, but the key is, again, when it happens, are you truly prepared? Do we still rely so much on the technology that we have no other way of communication because we haven't even strengthened our memories to remember that we can use and we have telepathy? We don't put as much emphasis on strengthening our mental telepathy as we do strengthening their pockets by using these cell phones day in and day out.
Yeah.
See? So that's just like the computer. I don't have to keep getting online to go and look up something I looked up once. What, I got to look it up 20, 30, 40, 50 times every time I want to instead of opening a damn book? That, what did we used to say? If you want to hide something from a black man, put it in the book. It ain't changed. We don't want to write nothing because we are the book, family. We're the damn book. We're opening pages to each and every one of us right now. But we still don't want to take that time to write down our true intentions. See, crucial and key, and it was always taught to us to write, but see, then we didn't have a real reason why we got to write this shit. Why I got to write English down, why I got to write history down. Now we understand that we're the history. We're the English language that has been hidden by the occult, that we're even finding these things out now and how to break this code. That's why English 32, occult 23. Code 14. It's all part of the game. Game is 14, family. And be able to see the code. Stop being blind. Blind is 14. Damn it, and they've been saying the blind lead the blind. Who you think the blind is part of? It's part of religion. Religion is 32. That's part of the blind that we're talking about when we talk about churches. Because the real church are the people themselves that make up the church, not a damn building. That's a fund that you've been suckered into paying all of these darn years. Not knowing the tie that you tie down is the logical side that we constantly see, and we leave the creative side alone. That's the paradise, the land of paradise that we've been searching for. That land that everybody talks about, which is no more than the city, which is no more than your state, and it's your mental state that encompasses your whole world. We are the damn world. We are the children. And we keep looking every place else for everybody to fix us with the answers we keep talking about. Mother AZ just made a call out to the family, and you told her you'll call her tomorrow, hopefully with somebody that can give her some pertinent information that she can use. That's part of our magic. We got to speak it into existence. We got to talk about the things we want. Whatever you want wants you, but if you don't want it, you ain't going to say it. You're going to keep thinking, which means it's going to stay right inside of you. What you put out, you get back. That's even your words. But if we ain't asking what it is we truly want, we ain't going to get what we want, because again, too, we haven't learned how to be direct and precise. That letter that Mother AZ will compose, she will be able to get all of the nonsense out of there, shit that ain't hitting right to the point. This is why you keep rewriting it until it gets better and better and better and better. That's why it's called change. You change it till you get it. You don't have to fake it no more till you make it. You just keep doing it until it feels right, until you have a sense that you can sense that it's right. And then when you can actually give it to someone to read and see if they can make heads or tail, and they tell you, ooh, that is, ooh, I like that. That's sharp. That's the affirmation you need. But the key is you put in the work. We're not putting in any work. We want everything to come to us, everything to appear. We don't want to do any of the footwork.
Yes, just like when I just mentioned. Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Okay, would you like to go over, or how would you like to do this?
Well, we can go over for a little, because, again, I don't want to overexert you, because we've been talking about you getting your rest. Even though you sound good and rested, you sound good over the phone, over the airwaves right now, we don't want to push it. So as I always say, when we get to times like this, and people don't want to call in with anything they have to say, and maybe they've taken notes and got what they needed, you know, if we don't have any calls that run into overtime, then we'll call the class and we'll take what's left and we'll come back next week. Because, again, we got the family that want to come, and we want them to come in tomorrow and listen to our elders speak. Because
yeah.
They have.
And we have a caller now. And caller, will be right with you. Let Brother Eddie finish, and we you know, we do what we have
okay.
to do for the last 15 minutes, and then I'll come to you. Okay.
So,
forgive
yes.
me, Brother Eddie.
Okay. So, yes, this is what we want to hear our elders share their truth. Their truth is their experience, the things that they experienced in life. And we got
yeah.
a beautiful board of elders. We got Sister Kim, Miss Kim Western. We got Brother
yeah.
Kwame. We got Brother Ray and Brother Kyrie. All of these sisters and these brothers have did a lot for our people, and they have a lot of knowledge. And, again, to have a board or a panel like these elders to sit back and to be able to collaborate and give us firsthand information that comes from true experiences, not from a book. These are the times, again, like I said, get a pencil and paper and take some notes, take things down, because, again, these are things that they're sharing that aren't in books. I have at least wrote a book, but, again, we are all walking, talking, living books. We are the movie that we keep going, spending money on and seeing somebody else's movie, and we are the movie. All we got to do is write our story, because we got some hell of a stories to tell. Anyway, right quick, the number, call-in number real quick if you want to get in for the last part, if we run overtime, is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343 if you want to call in and be a part of the show before we go off. And my contact information is eharris12764@gmail.com. And Sister Antoinette, tell you about Dry Bones. We just talked about tomorrow's special show with the Elders Speak and the regular Dry Bones on Sunday mornings.
At
10:30 Eastern time at the Helios Bilios,
yes.
10:30 Eastern time. And Brother Ray at 3 o'clock Eastern p.m. Eastern time for the drumming. So, Sister Antoinette,
yes,
if I didn't mention.
No matter where you are in the world.
Okay.
No matter where you are in the world, it's 3 o'clock Eastern time. So we want to
you don't have any,
that.
Right. And if you don't have anything else to say, let's bring the family.
Show,
go ahead.
Dry Bones some love. As I said, he was in a car accident. So, you know, pray for him, you know, send out good vibes, you know, for him to have a speedy recovery. He's going to do the show tomorrow, the class tomorrow, you know, with the elders. But, you know, y'all show him his. Show him love, because, you know, he's been doing this for a long time, you know, where he's been thinking about us and doing for his people. You know, he's a doer, not just a talker. So we want to make sure that we show him some love. And Brother Eddie, we got several calls now. Okay, so let me start with the first one. Pardon me?
No, I said bring them in. Bring the family in.
Okay. All right, 706. Erica, 706.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie.
Good evening, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Brother
How are
Kwame.
You this evening?
Oh, I'm very grateful. I've finished up my show.
Good.
I said, let me hurry up and get in the class, because this is just dropping books and knowledge on her. So some young folks are more like, okay, now I'm going out here and hear what I need to hear.
Yes.
Okay, that's good that you were able to do that, what you've been talking about. They've been trying to get you on for a minute, and you were able to get on, get what was said, and you was able to get to the last part of the class. Appreciate you getting here, bro.
All right, bro. God, this is, you know, we got, this is the beginning of it, and you got to begin the year, because this is what we know, and this is the beginning of the year. It's not January 1st. And we got to begin with nature, and we'll flow with the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, dealing with the spring equinox, as they referred to it being yesterday. But as we talked a couple of years ago, and looking at the times of the sunrise and sunset, the equal day and equal night, and that was Saturday, the 16th, March 16th. But again, we mentioned how the calendar, we're on the wrong calendar, this Gregorian calendar, and how they changed it so much that each time that either the winter solstice or the summer solstice, the spring equinox or the fall equinox, they don't keep coming on the 21st. That they originally started at with the calendar the way it was, but by them not only tampering with the calendar, but with the spring ahead, fall behind, messing with the time, this is why the time is all off. But as you mentioned, getting back to nature, nature let us know when spring, the actual new year start, once we start getting reacclimated to our memory of nature, of oneself, we will start to see and we will be able to feel that with that that biological clock within us that will tell us when the seasonal changes are actually in transition, you know. But it's like I said, it's a beautiful thing. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we have another call. I want to bring them in while their hand is up.
Okay.
Okay, area code 404.
Hey, how y'all be, man?
Hello,
hey,
Brother
West. Hey, is this
Brother
West? Yes, we're happy to have you.
Yeah,
it's
I'm happy to be
here.
It's been a long time, man.
Yes,
yeah.
Send you a care package. I thought they had got you.
Yeah, they trying to, man, but I want to take y'all in time machine, man. In 2017, when that first equinox hit, I said something. I say we've all been to go through this 7 years shit of tribulation. I don't know if y'all remember me saying that, man. And
yep.
Damn, I was right. Everybody on this planet right now that I'm talking to is going through something. God damn, everybody else, I mean, include me, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I
told that to the dry bones that, you know, seemed like we're under attack. Yeah, because
there
y'all
is,
know I was in the hospital for 5 weeks, and then, you know, dry bones with this accident where somebody hit him. So,
we're
being attacked.
It's a test, man. So, would you all years, it's a test. Like that diamond going, a piece of coal going through pressure to shine like a diamond. And what the Most High say? You got to be anointed. You got to be anointed to get anointed. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes, salvation is free, but you're going to pay for the anointing. Yes.
It's fun. It's shit fun, man. You know, I'm talking about the old prostate cancer and I think they're going to whoop my ass when I got something for the ass. And this shit fun, man.
Listen, you have cancer, brother?
Prostate shit, man. From that day, ain't nothing from that damn 40-year-old shit I took when I was look. All the time.
The devil is a liar.
Me and Eddie gonna talk about this. With this new technology now, man, this shit is beautiful, man. Everything is customized now. The same shit that what somebody else take, I can't take. Now, back in the day, everybody was taking the same thing and end up in the funeral home. But now everything, so anyway, this shit fun to me. It ain't nothing but adventure to me, man. I laugh at this shit, man. I love it, man. Because I know how to shape shift. Once I get through one problem, I go on to the next one. See, a lot of people be stuck on that first problem. One plus one, they be stuck on the problem. See, I bust that problem in the head and move on to the next one. So anything they throw at me, I shapeshift, man. And be like a weaver wobble, man. This shit is fun to me, man. So I'm enjoying the show. Everything is fun, man. Especially with my life of being a bitcher, man. This shit fun to me, man. I enjoy the ride, man. But man, this shit fun, man. I ain't lying, bro. I'm enjoying
everything. That's what
I laugh at this shit, man.
I try to tell people is this. You make me happy by saying what you're saying, not even on the numbers, but, you know, saying what you're saying and being authentic behind it. Because, again, fun is 13. That's 4. That's God. You laugh. Laugh
yes, sir.
Is 22. That's 4. That's God.
Yes, sir.
You enjoy. Enjoy is 14. That's
damn,
the Christ
brother.
In you. That's the change in you that you're learning how to change, and you're learning how to basically adapt. To all this
yes.
bullshit they throw in your way, you can adapt.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir, man.
So that's a beautiful thing, man. I love it. I love it.
Yes, sir. It's fun, man. I'm having a hey, bro. This shit fun. Everything I'm seeing and what our people flipping out, the shit people doing, stuff I'm going through, and this shit is fun. I know God look made me. God was laughing, man. Say that. So every time I look in the mirror, I start fucking laughing, man. This shit fun as hell, man. I ain't got time to be arguing with nobody. Talk wrestling, man. That shit bring me like, oh man. I don't waste my energy, man. Arguing with Lottie Dolly or nobody about nothing. This shit fun, man. I just go with the flow like water, man. I'm pissing like a damn fireman. So I'm just enjoying walking on water, man. This shit fun as hell.
Hey. Hey. That's it. And enjoy it, man, because, see, the laughter is healing. See, that?
Yes,
these
sir.
Are things that heal all of the nonsense and the negative vibrations and frequencies that's being thrown your way. Laughter
yes,
is a vibration in itself, man, that basically heals, you know. You don't see people who are sick and dying, you don't see them laughing. But when you laugh
right.
at that basically, it burns it off. It burns these viruses and bacteria and diseases. It burns it away. You know, that's why you can laugh sometimes to where your stomach, your gut hurt, man. You laugh and your stomach start getting cramps in your side. See, that's
yes,
a
sir.
Workout in itself. You laughing
and my eyes start sweating, man. My eyes start sweating and
man,
shit.
Man, hey. Sweat on, baby. Sweat on. That's it. Yes.
Anyway, I knew myself, man. This shit fun as hell, man. I wasn't going to say nothing about what I'm going through, but this shit fun. I'm just in it's one small step for Wesley and one giant step for Wesley Kai, man. Check this out,
there,
man.
There you go.
Wesley Kai.
Man, for all other brothers and sisters, man, this shit fun as hell, man. Because the treatment I really want, man, this shit costs $90,000, right? So I told the
yeah.
doctor, don't worry about it, right? I said, don't worry about it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. This is how God works, man. Within the next week, I'm in Morehouse, right? Morehouse got a fucking grant of $25 million for my kind of cancer research, man. I said, well, I mean, that's how God works, man. I said, told the doctor,
yeah.
don't worry, I'm getting top of the line. I ain't going to pay shit, man. I'll be there crashing, dummy, for the rest of the
okay.
brother. I'll be crash that dummy for the rest of the brothers, man.
I heard that.
So this is fun, man. Like you say, I keep telling everybody, once you think it and speak it, bro, you
that's
shit happen, good or bad, man. So you might as well speak
that's,
good shit. That's why I try to tell all our people, man.
That's it, family. That's it.
The universe ready to give us what we want, man. Once you think it, what I say, energy follow thought. Once you speak it, and spit them seeds out. When you flap them gums, you spit them seeds out, man. Your shit going to grow, good or bad. You either going to grow some weeds. I take shit. Sorry about asking that. I take fertilizer and turn. I take shit and turn it into the sugar, man. I'm an alchemist, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I'll keep myself, man.
What you want, Brother West, wants you. That's why
yes, sir.
Want, W-A-N-T, is 13. That's God. That's spiritual. That's truth. Whatever you want, mm-hmm. if you want it, it wants you. You know,
yes, sir.
Just, you know, see what it is that you want. And for me, like I said, behind each word you say has a number that vibrates the energy of mm-hmm. what you're talking about, man. And I love that vibration and the energy that you bring, man. And you just keep on bringing it, man. And keep on,
yes,
like
sir.
I said, think it, say it, do it. You know, but think the right
yes,
thoughts.
Sir.
That's why it's called, Sister Antoinette was talking about the Panthers feeding the children. We feed the children every day, but are we feeding them right? It's called food for thought. Are we giving them the right
yeah.
food to think with before they even go outside and do what they do? We can do that.
Come
we
on
don't
with
need
it.
The Panthers and nobody else. They just gave us an example. We follow the example if it was a good example. And if we ain't got physical food, as we say, that's got this plastic and poison in it, we feed them spiritual nourishment because that's what they were really starving for. As we say,
yeah.
this is a spiritual warfare. So there's
yes,
the nourishment, the famine is spiritual nourishment that they need. They ain't getting it. They don't go to church. They don't want to hear that shit that we heard all them damn decades. So we got to feed them the truth. When they hear the truth, they respond to it. They stand up. They vibrate. They resonate right. But we got to be the example to show them the truth and stop pushing this garbage that everybody else now pushed on us, teaching us this wrong shit. We keep saying everything we learned was a lie. Why we keep repeating the lie? Teaching it to our children. Stop the nonsense. Start giving them the truth. If you know it, you know research, you know experienced and lived it, give it to them. So my bad, family. I ain't mean to throw nobody off. I ain't mean to throw you off, Brother West. You know, but, yeah, that's, man, that's part of what we're saying. We got to fix ourselves. We got to stop looking at everything else around us that's negative. And if we the positive that sees this, then what are we going to do to correct it? What are we going to do to make it right? What are we going to do to bring order to the chaos? So like I said, you ain't got to go out and teach a whole class. You got children. You got grandchildren. You got friends. You got associates. You got people who ask you things they want to know. Don't let any moment pass you. Every moment is teachable. Teach in your moment.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes.
May I be heard?
Yes.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. And Brother Wes, I was thinking about you all day today, child. Thank you. Thank us for you beeping in. I'm going to send you something. Anyhow, I love you, and I miss you, child. You're a trip. You're a trip, and I miss that energy that you give us when you appear on the scene. So know that I love you, and I miss you, and thank us for you showing up in the house tonight. Thank us, sir. Peace.
Thank you, Sister Paris. Okay, y'all.
Did Brother Kwame drop off?
Sister Soldier.
No.
Are you a racist?
You
okay.
can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
Good evening, America. This is your president. Please listen carefully to the announcement I'm about to make. After careful consideration and research, Vice President Duke, Congress, and myself have concluded that black people have not advanced technologically. Their educational testing scores are on a rapid decline. The vast majority of them are on welfare and producing babies at a faster rate than they can support them. And we will not carry them anymore. We are left with no other choice but to put slavery back into effect. All blacks will report to the designated camps in their area to receive further orders. The only blacks excused will be those serving in the United States military and the police. Any blacks who do not cooperate will be terminated immediately. I repeat, slavery is back in effect.
We are at war! That's what I told you! I know you heard what the president said, and if the nigga don't move, then he's dead. It's time for us to take the
Okay, y'all, we don't want to go to slavery being back in effect, but we may not be physically enslaved, but how many of us are enslaved in our minds and seeing it coming up with our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren? You know, so what are we going to do, again, to help each other so that we have a global thing where it's us helping us? Because we have to rely on us. We can't rely on anyone else because they're not going to help us. They're going to take care of their own first, and we're going to be left in the dark. You know, we're going to be left hurting and everything else. And you see that when they have these stops, you know, the children at the bus stop, you know, BWM and DWW, you know, what are we going to do to take care of each other? Now, I mean, if you can't drive, you can't walk, you know, without being prostituted. Yeah, I mean, now, you know, whenever a cop gets killed, no matter what state, city, town, the whole country of black men and women have to be on guard now, because if you get stopped, they may kill you because their fellow brethren has gotten killed in a state. It could be across the country. They don't even know each other, but they stick together. Now, if everyone else can stick together, why can't we stick together? Now, why can't we finally get it right and do for each other in this generation so it does not continue off to our future generations, to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and so forth. You know, why can't we get it together? We have to get it together. We truly, truly do, because I'm tired of hearing about all these black children getting killed. You know, if a black person gets stopped by the cops, is it going to be that they're going to be killed by a police officer that's scared and use the same thing over and over again? It's our fear for my life because it was a black man. You know what I mean? So we truly got to get it together. So please, y'all, please, you know, we got to work on this. Brother Eddie, you want to say anything?
First, to see if Brother Kwame wanted to say something, because he was getting ready to say something before you pulled in Brother West. So that's why I asked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before the comment, was Brother Kwame still there? Was he still on the line or what?
No, I'm sorry. I don't see him. No,
okay.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to
all
bring
right.
Brother Weston so he wouldn't hang up.
I understand, which was good, which was great, and I'm quite sure he understood that, because he, before you played the song, he was still on when I asked, was he still there? So he was still on at that time. But
maybe
again,
his call dropped.
Yeah. But,
can you call him?
No, if he wanted to get in, he would call me, and he know that I would merge him in. So I'm not used to this phone to where I can call somebody while I'm on the line. I end up hanging up on
trying
to call him.
I can. You want to go on and take it, and I'll call him. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
somebody just had to. Okay. Wait a minute. I think this is Miss Kim. Wait a minute. 313.
Blessings.
Area code 313.
Blessings. Blessings.
How you doing?
Blessings. I've been listening. I didn't want to stop you all. I was just, you all going with what you were saying. I just wanted to put my hand up before you go, okay?
Oh, yes. Glad that you made it to class. I appreciate you being here, Ms. Kim, and I'll be tuned in to tomorrow's class with all of the elders speak.
Bless you. I've been listening since the beginning, you know. But you all go on. Before you leave, I want to say something. Okay.
Well, Sister Antoinette, did you want to still see if you can get in touch with Brother Kwame while I finish talking?
Yes, I'm going to check that now.
Okay. So, again, family, like I was stating a little earlier, with adding on what Sister Antoinette said about the Panthers having or starting the breakfast program to feed our children, you know, who were less fortunate than a lot before they went to school, or, you know, in the summertime when they was out there playing, if they didn't have nothing to eat, which is great. So, again, today, our feeding of our children is what's slowly missing, and that's food for thought, to feed our family food for thought, and to let them know and give them the right tools, because, again, if it's up to us, we cannot rely. We can't rely. If it wasn't cooked yet, I know it's on. Let's go set the light up. We can't rely on the system to teach our children, and we keep saying things like it's up to us to teach our children. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we giving them the information that they need? See, we know all these things, and the things we don't know, it's other people. You are, as they say, 6 degrees of separation. Between you and 6 other people, somebody know what you don't know that you're trying to teach the children. See, so the food that we don't feed them, the physical food, is called food for thought, the nourishment that we need to give them. Because, again, they've taken critical thinking out of school and replaced it with critical race theory. We don't need to theorize the truth. All we need to do is to speak the truth and keep speaking the truth. As we all been told, we all heard, and we all believe that it's the truth that has set you free. That's what we've been talking about. The simple solution is truth, speaking the truth. Because the truth is what they have kept a secret. That's why they keep calling it a secret and call you a myth story when it's your story that we don't know how to tell yet. We still aren't telling our story. We're telling fragments of our story because we've gotten it from somebody else. We haven't told our own story, so it resonates in others because it resonates in you. We are a part of a whole, and because we've been separated, been divided into facets, into parts, into pixels, if you will, just like watching your television has thousands of pixels on that screen, and it comes together to form a picture. They've broken us apart into pieces and pixels. And that's coming together is the fixing us that we need to do. We ain't got to do nothing, no great, no grander than just coming together as a universal family. Come together. Stop
Brother
letting
Eddie.
People. Yes, ma'am.
That's
yes,
ma'am. The veteran and the veteran and community coalition means to me, us coming together. If we
mm-hmm.
serve for us to have this freedom, you're a veteran, right?
Right, that's correct.
If you serve your non-portion, you're a veteran. But other than
mm-hmm.
that, you're part of the community. So that's everybody.
Yep.
And that's what,
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to do. We need to come together. I agree with you. I do want to say one thing, though. You all were talking earlier about the 501c3. That 501c3
mm-hmm.
has nothing to do with what has happened to the church.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is not being dealt with. Seek
that's
the truth. And the truth is
that's it. So, yes. 1, 2, 3. Think it, say it, do it. So we all have those different thoughts because that's what we are, individuals. So we have our individual thoughts. But to bring those thoughts together as
there
one, that's the key. You call me a veteran, but I'm still a person. I'm still part of the people. When we understand that a veteran is a part of the people, that's why we can call an older female a vet, you know. You take your doctors to a veterinarian, you know. You can call older people vets, but again, they're no more than but older people, old school. We're still a part of a whole, and that's what they've done. They've divided the people, as I was saying, into fragments and pieces. And we don't know how to put our particular piece together. Every puzzle fits snugly within another piece. And once we start putting those pieces together to see the whole picture, the total package, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then we can stand like we're talking about, stand proudly on the things that we're doing, the things that we've been given, the things that we're trying to accomplish. Those things can be accomplished. But again, like I said, we don't start trying to do something that we're incapable of doing. That frustrates a person, and a person's ready to give up at a moment notice. But when we know that this isn't an overnight struggle, this struggle, we've been in this struggle for a long time. And it's going to take more than just a whimper or a notion to get us back in order the way we should. Like I said, we disbanded our communities. We disbanded our village concept. Nobody made us do that. We did that on things that we experienced and saw and said, I ain't effing with that nigga. Oh, I'm going to leave that heifer alone. I ain't got nothing to do that heifer crazy. We started to do that and started to push ourselves away when we saw that our people needed help. The people which are the church which we see now, the church needs help because the church is the people. The people need help. The church, so the building that we've been attending needs to do that. But again, like I said, things that we as the people, we as the congregation who go to churches don't know all those fine laws and rules and by rules that these preachers have, these hoops that they got to jump through. And to keep their 501c3, to keep that they don't have to pay taxes on what they're doing, that's the system that has told them and gave them the bylines of what, the guidelines of what to follow in order to get paid or not to pay things that everybody else pays. So this is why they're not going to do anything to jeopardize that. That's why the majority of the churches closed for those 2 damn years during this pandemic. Crazy to me. You believe in God, but you're going to close your doors to the people because of, I think in the olden days, they didn't close the synagogue doors because of the plagues, and they had 10 of those. We just keep having a variety of these so-called coronavirus, the Delta variant, Omicron, COVID-19, I mean, all the variations of this so-called virus. See? But the doors were closed and was told how to do these things and to get everybody hooked on online churches, online venues, pushing the narrative of technology to be used or to replace the social drilling and skills and training that we should have when we come together and meet one another. The computer was taken and is taking all of that away. And this is why today most of our youth don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to speak. We've been talking about Ebonics for years. That becomes relevant, or we can see that happening. You look at text and to see the acronyms and the things that they use instead of proper language. We can see improper spelling and improper words and proper paragraphs and phrases the way they're used on these texts. So, again, that's not the right schooling. And, again, us being parents, adults, mature, we allow these things, and we talk about them after the fact, after the children are gone, after the people who we are talking about are no longer in our presence. We're not talking to the people that we need to be talking to. We're not talking to any of that, and this is what we need to talk to. We need to talk. Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you brought that back up because I wanted to say that the girl next door taught me my ABCs.
Mm-hmm.
The girl across the street taught me how to count. We don't even know the person next door.
Oh.
We don't know the person next door. We don't know the person across the street.
That's it. So dumb.
That's true.
You're not neighborhoods anymore. That's why they replace the word neighborhood with the hood. You know, and the hood is something that covers you up so you're not able to see from side to side, your peripheral vision. You're not able to see. You have blinders on so you see what's straight in front of you. And even seeing what's straight in front of us, we're not seeing what's actually in front of us. We are assuming because, again, conditioning perception. We are conditioned to perceive things certain ways, and when we hear things, we snap and go off on a tangent on something that is not even relevant. It don't make sense. It's not poignant. There's no reason to waste our time, and we spend too much time on ill-forgotten things that we shouldn't even be thinking about or talking about. We don't even spend our time with it. So, yes, I'm glad you did. But that was in your mind and on your mind. So thank you for sharing that because, again, that's part of the village that I'm talking about that we have gotten away from, that village concept. You know, the neighbors that had the ability to teach, to show you how to count, to show you your ABCs. It wasn't in school, because school is your community. School is your neighborhood. School is your neighbor. School is your family, your friend, your associates. We learn every day. This is the socializing and social skills that we're faltering in, because all of the technology is manufactured to take it away from what comes natural. And this is why, betwixt us, we don't get enough information about nature, about the universal principles, you know, the principalities, as the Bible refers it to. That's our fight right there. The principles that we stand on, the morals and values that we have and share. This is our armament, the armor of God that we put on, of truth that we're using in our battle. That's why no weapon that they form against us will prosper. But again, until we can articulate it and have the right conversation to activate those of us that we're communicating with, we're going to miss out on a lot of the things that we are capable of doing cohesively, together, standing in unison as one. See, when we lift that voice, thank you, Ms. Kim, and sing together in a harmonious song, the same way those cicadas are going to be doing at the end of next month, right after that second solar eclipse, the cicadas are going to start singing. That's part of our liberation. That's part of what we've been waiting on. But again, as we were saying, everybody that took the shot, you got people that ain't took the shot that's going crazy. But this is what we can talk about. What else have they taken that is artificial? As we say, the foods ain't real no more, that has that particular virus, bacteria, germ, whatever you want to call it, that's in the food that we eat. And because we know now that they've been experimenting ever since they came out with the vaccine, of how else that they can distribute this vaccine in the air, aerosol. We've been talking about chemtrails for years, for decades now, putting it in our food. We've been talking about the plastic for decades now, how everything changed from bottles to plastic. We used to have pops in glass, orange juice and milk that came in glass jars. Now everything is in plastic. We used to have cloth diapers and glass bottles for babies. Now it's plastic bottles and plastic Pampers and Huggies and everything else. Plastic, plastic, plastic. Now, as Mother AZ referenced, is her food tasted plastic, rubbery, wasn't real.
Yes.
This is what we're going through. All of this, and these are the things, simple solution. Talk to our children about it, to put something different on their head that will make sense. Because again, our children will never taste the foods, the real chicken, the real beef, the real pork, the real fish that we ate before they start manufacturing and pasting stuff and putting everything together and telling you it's impossible Whopper, it's impossible beef. Giving you all this food that tastes like meat, but it ain't meat. So why are you giving it to me? Give me the real thing. I don't want nothing artificial and phony. But now my taste buds, or our children's taste buds, are so messed up, they couldn't tell real food if they ate it, if it slapped them in the face. But again, this is why we got to talk to them. We got to teach them. We got these little things that we think don't mean nothing, mean the world to our children. because we're not teaching it. We're not sharing these things. We are allowing the system, the institutions, to keep telling, see, because the church is an institution. So it's part of a broken system. Your job is an institution. The church is an institution. The medical field is an institution. The government is the institution. All these institutions I name are broke. And guess what? We ain't trying to fix it. The saying is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, damn it, all of it's broke, mm-hmm. and we ain't been trying to fix nothing. We ain't been, I've left out one. The educational system is also in the system. It's broke. Six institutions, and all six of them are broke. And we ain't trying to fix none of them. If they say shit rolls downhill, we'll start at the top at the government. That's the biggest shitter of all. They're shitting on all of us right now with this immigration nonsense and using all of our taxpayer and American dollars to support everybody other than American. See, that's why it ain't about race no more. It ain't about you being black or white or Hispanic. It's about them putting in place a replacement before the real replacement that they've been talking about, the artificial intelligence, comes in to replace our butts. This is where this is moving. And this is why we got to see what's happening and stop it before it gets too far. Because right now a lot of us are saying it got too far. We can't stop it. If we can talk about it, we can change it. It can be changed. That's a mindset again, a mindset to feel that it can't be changed, it can be. Then that mindset has to pass on and expire in its time. But the universe already has things predestined to happen, and we just got to get on board. Just like that soul train, that love train, we got to get on board. Can't nobody make you get on board. When you're ready to get on board to do what you got to do, then you jump on, ride along. So, yes, Ms. Kim, that's a beautiful testimony of how the village, as I said, the village concept had been lost a long time ago. Our children hear it and don't know what it means. Because, again, we are the leaders, which means we set the example. We got to show them what the village concept was all about by being the example of that village. And if we're not showing that, we're not displaying that, we can't expect them to be what they don't see. If they don't see it in us, they can't be what they're supposed to be in themselves once they see what it is that we have to give, we have to show. We are the example if we are the true leaders. So we can't wait on anybody else to be the example that we see what's not being the example of. We see what's not being done. That means if I recognize it, I'm the example to show it so others can see what I want them to be and they can be what it is that they're supposed to. Just be yourself. But they see somebody with the courage enough to stand up because they are standing out. Because they're speaking out against the system. They're contradictory to the mainstream. They are an eddy, E-D-D-Y, that swims upstream against the main current. That's what we are.
Yeah.
And their books, they call
me, Brother
us troublemakers.
Somebody's doing dishes or something. Could you please mute your line if you're not talking so that way it's not interfering with the class? Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette, because I had been hearing that, and I had actually blocked it out, and I was hearing it. But, again, you know, I know how sometimes we get complacent and we forget that people can hear when we have it off mute. You know, that picks up a lot of stuff. You can hear a lot of things in the background of people's residence when they're talking, things that they're doing, things that they're eating, you know, things that's playing on television. Anyway, thank the family who did put it on mute because I don't hear it anymore. So appreciate that family. I know how we forget sometimes. So it's nothing to put anybody on, but it's just a reminder, you know, and I appreciate that. So, but yes, Sister Antoinette, everything is everything. Once we understand that, once we get on board, like I said, the soul train, love train, once you get on board, you're not the engineer. You're not even the conductor. We just along for the ride. But we know the destination we're trying to get to.
Yeah.
So that's what we gotta get on board, and while we're taking the ride, get edumocated. Mocated. Get some more edumacation, get some more information from those who are already on the train. See, and that's all we got to do is talk to one another. And again, let a person know what you want. Let a person know what you're going through. Let a person know how you feel. This is the way you get the answer to things. This is the way you change things. But if you don't open your mouth, a closed mouth does not get fed. So if we don't open our mouths to receive what it is that we're looking for, those who can help, who might be hearing us, will never know how they can help if we did not open our mouths to tell them, to ask whoever it is, what we need, what we want, what we're searching for. See? And even by just divulging certain things, people have information of personal information for themselves or a family member who has went through whatever we might be going through. Because whatever I think I'm going through, somebody out there is going through something worse. Somebody's been through the same thing I've been through, and they've learned a lesson that they can share that will help me. That's all part of fixing us and being open and honest with yourself so that you can be open and honest with those that you're asking assistance of or from. So a person knows right away, this person ain't blowing smoke up my ass. They know already, let me know who they are, what they want, why they want it, if they want to go that far. But they can go in as much detail as need be. But that's why I say when we write it down, we can always revise it. You always go back and revise and make it better. So each time you read it, each time you say it, it's better than the previous time. If I read it 10 times, it got 10 times better than it was the first time I wrote it. Because as I say it, as I do it, as I live it, I get more detailed about it. And I start thinking of questions that I didn't think of before. People that I ask will give me information or a condition or concern that wasn't a concern or a condition before that now made me think of something different than what I thought of the first time I wrote it. This is how we change things. This is how we do it, starting with the self. You are a writer. You got to think about writing no book. A book starts with one sentence, one paragraph, one page at a time. That becomes a book. How many pages have you wrote to your book? See? So that's what we got to figure out, that this whole life that we're living is a book. It's a movie that we're living. We're living our movie. We're living our life. All we have to do now is write the story.
Yeah, you know, Brother Eddie, I've been thinking about this. You know, we all live, you know, different places. And if everybody writes their part and we put it together and, you know,
live on, you know, going through this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we all write a part, you know, what we experience in our own personal lives and, you know, put it in there, you know, okay, from a Delaware position, you know, you from a Chicago, you know, Illinois, you know, Georgia, you know, how it affected us in each state and how we overcame. And we have that in the book, you know, where it's different stories and it's all put in the book. And that way, for future generations, this is our history and we have it in a book to give it to, you know, the next generations.
That's excellent. That's just like I say it right now, how we have the archives of these shows. If people took the time and just went through each one year by year, that's a book in itself. But, yeah, that's great. But that's like right now. We got a book already. All people, because you got people on these lines who already write. A lot of us don't, but a lot of us do. And we could get the different excerpts from their writings, and we can construct the book right now. See, we already got, we're living history, which means history has been wrote or being written as we speak it. Everything we speak today is history tomorrow. So we are the living history. All we have to do is take the time and put it in, like you said, a format to make it into a book. Like I said, every day part of your life is a book, is the living book that we live. It's the never-ending story. That's what we are part of, the never-ending story, because the struggle of King, of Marcus Garvey, of Malcolm X, and so many others, it continues. Mm-hmm. The struggle doesn't stop. To be able to put it in black and white is the key. Because, like I said, that's why I was always told that if you want to hide something, put it you ain't hiding it from us, because we writing the book.
Right.
See, you can't hide it from us because we wrote the book. We ain't reading the shit you wrote. We writing the book now. So since we writing the book, it's a revision of the nonsense that you've been telling me, you've been teaching me, you've been saying to me. We're writing it now. So we edit what we want to put in and what we want to take out. See?
Yes, and before they put us as being white. You know, okay, this one did this, and, you know, for now we're black, but then, you know, 20 years from now, if we do something right, then it'll be, they were white.
That's history. They whitewash everything. When we truly find out that the majority of the so-called founding fathers had more than an ounce of black blood, which made them black, see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing that they don't want to be revealed, that just like Hitler was killing off the Jews, most people don't research and find out that he was a German Jew. He had a Jewish lineage in him. See?
Yeah.
So we got a lot of these presidents, founding fathers, who lineage deals with the black spectrum. It deals with us. And see, they don't want to face. That's why they want to teach us critical race theory, not critical thinking, to go back and look at the truth, the facts, and see where these people derive from. You know, just like Lincoln. He was a mulatto, and they called him that during his time. Instead of we call it biracial today, it was called mulatto back then. That still lets you know your lineage.
His mother had to go in through the White House. She had to go in through the back door.
You know, that's all of that stuff that's not really told in history, that's left out purposely. See, but that's why it's up to us to teach these things. We have to stop relying on the institutions, the schools, to teach our children what they want. Like you said, it's up to us. Why is the people that put us in the condition we in going to take us out of this condition? That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
They're just going on, you know, what their forefathers did back in the day to keep things hid. But that's again, stop repeating the nonsense that we know is not the truth. Don't give it any validity to keep living. Kill it. And we kill it by just to stop repeating, stop talking about it, stop entertaining that thought. We have the power. That's part of our power to kill anything that does us no use, does us no good. And we know the system, the way it is not meant to help us in one iota, to help us in any capacity. So we have to take the time out and change these things. And again, like we saying, stop waiting on everybody else to do our job, to change things for us that we can change ourselves. We have the power, and we keep giving the power over to everybody else. Right now, this is a voting year. We're going to give our power away to vote for somebody else that's not going to represent you and then complain about them for the next 4 years. There's a president out there who went in there to represent you on a real, regardless of what lie they tell us. This is why we complain every time a Republican or a Democrat, whoever it is, gets in office. And we complain, lynch, moan, and groan because we were suckered in to give them our vote, which means they got your voice. They speaking for your opinion and your view. Can't nobody speak better for my point of view than me. So I'm not giving you my vote to speak for me because you can't speak for me better than I can speak for myself. So you ain't representing me with this shit you talking about. Stuff we know that ain't been right for you. Like I said, that top system called government has been broke for a long time. And ain't nobody trying to fix it. Everybody talking about go in and try to fix it from the inside. Once you get in, you in. You ain't going to fix shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody did it. Ain't nobody got there and did nothing that they said they was going to do once they got inside. It ain't going to happen from the inside.
Yeah.
Because, again, those contracts you sign, those documents you sign to be in the position that you in, is telling you right there and there, read the fine print, nigga, you can't say a damn thing. We got you.
Yeah.
You just signed your soul to the devil.
Yep.
Your signature was signing your soul, your conscience, your conversation. You can't say other than what we give you to read on the script, on the cue cards. Cue up, nigga, so you can read what I got, unless you are an illiterate, and if you can't read, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Because you can't say what we want you to say.
Oh, well, then you can't read and write, then just put an X there.
No, we still want somebody who can read, which means we can speak what we read. If you can't read, you can't say nothing.
Yeah, that's
so no, we don't want no X. We just said the X marks the spot.
Right.
The X is talking about that solar eclipse is getting ready to come to wake us up, to help wake us up for those who aren't woke, because there's a lot of us woke. But it's these things dealing with biblical and spiritual happenings and celestial events is what's happening. Once we stop spectating and start understanding that we are participants regardless if we want to or not, you better start participating in what we are part of. Don't ask me to look at what I'm a part of. I'm a part of it. I don't need to look up at it. I know what's happening because it's happening in me, as above, so below. We don't really feel that. We just say these things because it sounds good. I know what's happening above is happening to me because I feel the change. And I'm with it. I'm rolling with it. I done got on board. See? So all we got to do is talk, have a conversation, so it activates what's already in you to awaken from that dormant state, because a lot of stuff has been pacified to put you to sleep. They done gave you a pacifier so you can suck on and go to sleep, so you can stop crying and all your whining. Now change the spirit into whining, the water into wine. Stop whining.
Yeah.
See?
And, Brother Eddie, now I've lost the board. I lost it like 15, 20 minutes ago.
Mm.
But we're still here. And the ones that was already on the line, they're still here.
Okay, but you don't know who that is. Miss Kim, still there? But you can't see because you ain't got the board.
I'm here.
Right.
Okay, hey, Miss Kim, you there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Is that Brother Kwame?
Yes, he's back on my line.
Oh, okay. Well, Brother Kwame, did you have something to add when we kind of cut you off when Brother West came on to hear him because we hadn't heard him in a while? Were you trying to say something back then?
Brother Kwame?
I had muted because I didn't want to. But what I talked about on the other show I was doing was epistemicide. And epistemicide is a social order in which is to take away the knowledge, the culture, the things in which give people the right to be who they are. And this is what we're living in, because this is part epistemicide. Is taking away knowledge and that genocide, we're living through that feminicide. Anytime you put a CIDE on the end of a word, it's about taking life or taking from. And so what I'm hearing, you know, is that we have lived long enough to see these different sides coming about: menticide, genocide, suicide, you know, epistemicide. So we're looking at how do we help people to live? How do we help them to read and know themselves and know about where they are in the world? What is my purpose on this planet? And how can I tell my story? Because, as I always say, half truth is a whole lie. And when you say his story, but what about our story? Who's written our story? And we had the great scholars that have written stories and dug up the information. But how many of us is really looking to get it? Because now we're distracted by artificial intellect. A chat GPT, a computer, is programmed to show you how it thinks. And it's going to be a substitute for what you think, because the whole thing of the word is technology, or is it take knowledge? Which one is it doing? Is it taking the knowledge from you to be able to have an imagination, to be able to create, to be able to know who you are? Because you know me and my words and putting words together. And the thing she was asking on the questions was to thy own self be true. I mean, know thyself. No, it was to know thyself. And I took the word and said thyself. It means is that the heart yields spiritual energy living forever. That's what it does. When you give energy to the next generation's heart, when you hear that heartbeat inside the womb of that woman carrying that child, that's the heart yielding the spiritual energy to live for, because we live through our children.
Yes.
And that's when we start saying, know thyself, is that you have to know your heart, because that's why, you know, Eddie, we talk about it, that your heart is weighed on the scale of Mayat, is that your heart has to be as light as a feather. How have you lived and helped others? That's what I was sharing with them tonight, and it's because how do we go about changing so our heart spirit lives forever? Because if we keep going the way we're going with this technology, we ain't going to be, it's not going to be a lot of around, because you're not coming from the heart, you're coming from an artificial mind.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, I mean, that was, I got the link, so I'll go back and check it out and look at that.
Right.
And get
what I was doing was, And what I was doing is, you know, when I'm talking about something, I mean, I can't read every book to them, but what I can do you is show you, here's where you can find information about this. Here's where you can find information on this. This is what you do, because it's something I learned early in my culture awareness. It says, behold the words of our ancestors. They are written in books. Read them and study them for their wise counsel guidance.
Yes, that's what I've been talking about. The books all night, talking about that we are walking, living books, each and every one of us. And again, the old saying, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Well, you can't hide
right.
it. If we're writing the books now. We're writing
right,
the books,
but,
so
yeah.
you can't hide what we're writing, what we're putting down, what is now becoming the new history that we're living today. So,
see, that's the
again,
problem. We have to look at, we keep saying his story, but what's our story? How come we can't say what am I writing that is going to pertain to our existence? Ours as a human, but the part of it is a part of the human who I began to understand who my mother was, who my mother's mother was, who was my mother's mother. What were they? What did they do? To know where you come from, to know where you can go. I didn't come off of no ship in 1619. I came from a people who created civilization. I even came to God be the glorious, Miss Kim, as we greet. But the part of it is that she knows that she came from one who gives glory, and she constantly says that. Because the Creator is the glory. We're the recipient.
And that's really what we are made for, to show
right.
him, to show him, to show, be an example of what he is and who he is.
Right.
That's why I say to God, because whatever I have, it came from him.
Whatever we have on this planet, because every day when you open your eyes and see the light in that room, that's from God. Because that's the part in that you're able and to be able to breathe through the night and wake up and be and open your eyes and see this new day that you ain't never seen before and you will never see again. You have one chance to make that day the present back to the Creator for giving you breath and life.
Yes. To God be the class. To God be the learning. To God be the information, a.k.a. to God be the glory. Because the glory of God is the learning information dealing with the classes that we put out here together. That's his glory within the information that we live and we give and we receive to transmit to others. So, yes, all that information being shared is the glory that's being given. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Somebody was saying something.
I was just adding study to show yourself approved.
That's it. When you start to study and he found out the actual test. There's the study that we do every day. We're being tested through our study. What have you studied? To know that the test that we're in. Do not respond. This has been a test. But does most people recognize the test that we go through every day is a test? A different test that we learn how to testify about the experience of the test that we learn in class each and every day. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I was going to say, because we came up, that this is the emergency broadcast system. This is a test. And if there was anything after the beeping finishes, it said if this had been an actual test of an emergency, you would have been notified. God.
It still does that now. You don't get that?
No.
Oh, see, we still get it here. Where it says that now it's several times. Did everybody drop? Did I drop?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I didn't write that.
Eddie,
that memory key fan. You don't talk with your mouth full.
Pardon me?
I said, Eddie, remember, don't talk with your mouth full because every time you come on, he tries not to talk with his mouth full.
Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to.
I was glad to hear Brother West because he had been on my mind too, Mother Aggie.
He's been on mine. I was very happy to hear from him. I've been thinking about him.
Hey, Miss Kim.
What's that? Blessings. How you doing?
I'm grateful.
I'm here talking family and not saying nothing because I had myself on mute. But again, let me just go through that real quick. Everybody's feeling Wesley's spirit. That's great. That's great. Because just like you all have been thinking about him, I had too. And then it got me when several people, when they called me, they actually asked about Brother West. And I'm like, well, shit, I got his number. Let me call this brother and see how he's doing. See, and that's part of the community, the neighborhood, the togetherness that we're supposed to, when we talk about a person or we think, and we're thinking about a person so hard, call that person. Call that person and see how they're doing. You know, that's it. Call that person. If you ain't got their number, somebody that you know, that you talk to on these lines, got his number, that they can share his number with you or call him to see if they can give you his number so you can talk to the person that's on your heart and on your mind personally. But that's what we got to do. We can't just think about a person. Call that person and talk to that person and let a person know that you are thinking about them. You're on their heart. They're on their mind. You're in their thoughts. And whatever they might be going through, that gives them a little extra incentive and encouragement to keep doing whatever they're doing that we don't know about. Because a lot of people don't share their personal life with you, certain things they do and certain things they don't. So, go ahead,
but you know what we got the lesson for that for? Remember V, the sister up in Jersey, and you finally caught up with her daughter and found out that she had died.
Right. Right. Yeah. We was calling her Sister Ishtar.
Right.
Yeah. Mhm. So yeah. See, we don't know. Whenever our judgment day, our last day, or whatever. But we can't sit back and assume and say, "Well, I ain't heard this person." Up. If the person's on your heart and on your mind, call that person. And just that conversation.
Doing that for me, you know, when he.
A conversation is energy. You either get energy or you drain somebody's energy. But when you call them because you're checking on a person, it's good vibrations and good energy, a good frequency that you're calling to hear the sound of their voice. And that sound of your voice gives them energy more than they realize or recognize. but we give each other energy. See, or we take it away. It's one or the other. What was that, Ms. Kim?
The power of life and death is in the tongue.
That is correct. That's what I had said earlier about the power truly being in the tongue. And this is what happens. Like I said, we think it, say it, do it. The thought comes before it comes out your mouth. But that's, again, what we truly believe, it starts to manifest. It starts to become a living life. Like they said, you breathe life. The life, the breath of life was breathed into it. So the word became flesh. So that's what we're doing now. This fleshly body is speaking, breathing life into the words that we're using to elevate, to illuminate, to take us to an activation, the conversation through activation that activates that dormant mind that we're coming out of. We've all been dulled asleep for a particular time in our life. And this is why at this juncture, as they call the age of Aquarius that we're entering, that we're in, however you perceive it, because it is however you're talking about it that becomes a part of your truth. How deep do you want to go to have the facts behind what you're feeling and what you're saying? But again, we speak those things that come directly out of our mind into existence, regardless if we believe it or not. And again, what goes around comes around. What comes out comes going to come back. How did you put that out? How did you speak your words? Was it out of hatred or was it out of love? See. So, again, hate it. Hate it. When you rearrange those letters to hate it, you got death. That's why the life and death comes directly from the tongue, speaking it into existence or out of existence. See? So that's why we say you got to be careful of what you say, what you speak, what comes out of your mouth. So, again, we're learning through our magic. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
With what you were saying, the class theme is, it goes mm-hmm. back to when Brother Kwame took me to the Rise situation, Rise Above with the Tuskegee Airmen. It says, aim high.
Okay.
Believe in yourself. Use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready to go. And never yep. quit. And expect mm-hmm. to win. That's all about what you say. Think it what?
Think it, say it, do it.
You say think it, think it.
Think it, say it, do it. You think it first, then you say it, then you do it. See, before you say it, you got to think about what it is that you're getting ready to say. Even if a lot of people talk before they think. That thought still came in their head, even if they gave it no thought. They just said it right off the cuff. They didn't give it a thought. They just said what came to mind. That's speaking before
and
you
that's
think.
The problem.
That's it. Yes, indeedy. That's it. Yes. So, again, these are the things that we are even learning. As we talk about it and have discussions, we learn during those discussions, during the conversation, you know. And that's a healthy conversation where we can even use the negative to give us or see the positiveness in it, because the criticism becomes a constructive criticism where you're trying to construct something from something negative to make it better. Constructive criticism, not to just criticize somebody without an answer, without any scrutiny to it, just to criticize and tear them down. That's not the point. The point is to build them up, to be constructive in the criticizing that we're giving or being critical of. So if we do that, we do it in love. Yes, ma'am.
Brother, in the youth program, criticism was not allowed. You were allowed to critique.
Okay, that's a good
word.
But
you couldn't critique unless you had a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's different ways of what we say, like the old saying, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. So this is why we got to, that's why the practice comes about what you write and rewriting certain things so that when you do say it, you can say it and it's as elegant as you want it to be or it's as raunchy as you want it to be. That's all on the individual. But again, this is why you want it to be elegant because you catch more flies, insects with honey. You don't want nothing with a stench to it that pushes and drives them away. You want to be that nectar flower that all insects want to come get some of and get on their legs and their body and carry it to another plant to basically grow, to put that portion of